from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The suspicious death in Timmins Tuesday night has been upgraded to a homicide. Timmins police identify the victim as 57-year-old city resident Paula Millette. The upgrade follows an autopsy conducted yesterday. Investigators have cleared out of the scene on Algonquin Boulevard just west of Preston Street, but emphasize the investigation is ongoing. They also repeat their plea for a dash cam video taken in the area between 8 Tuesday morning and 8 that night. A link to share yours is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Meanwhile, an industrial death earlier today is being investigated by Timmins police. No details are being released yet as TPS investigators await the arrival of the Ministry of Labor to the scene in the area of Millette Lumber Road and Highway 101 West. Some unexpected excitement for a local primary school this Friday morning. Firefighters were called to Timmins Centennial Public on Wilcox Street at about 10:15 because of a gas smell. Staff and students were evacuated to the schoolyard. In a letter to families, Principal Christy LaFontaine says it was caused by maintenance work being done on the roof. The fire department confirms it was a broken natural gas line. Everyone was allowed back inside after about an hour following ventilation and firefighters and Enbridge confirming it was safe. Centennial is a JK to grade 6 school. The east end of Timmins gets the benefits of connecting link construction the next two summers. The city has awarded a contract for almost $22 million. Infrastructure and Growth Director Scott Temp says it covers the highway between Crawford Street and the bridge headed into Porcupine. And the contractor aims to do as much as possible this summer. Councillor John Curley says the work will take care of an issue at the fire and paramedic complex, moving its entrance to the traffic lights at Porcupine Mall. He says it will also help by installing lights at the Northern College entrance.
Because the increased traffic there from the students, the patients for East End Clinic, there's the expansion that's going to be taking place along with the Tisdale bus lines next door with their big garage going in.
Tam says there will be minimal traffic disruptions during construction, requiring temporary lane reductions only. In Country 93.1 sports, the Iroquois Falls Storm try to recover from a 7-1 defeat last night when they play again tonight in the NOJHL playoff series against the Sudbury Cubs. The Timmins Rocks start their series tomorrow and Saturday night at the MAC against the Sioux Eagles. Game time, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 8:30 on Sunday.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.